great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
Stand by for your 10-second time check.
This is Chris Buescher.
Absolute perfection for Chris Buescher.
The following is a production of the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Drivers, start your engines!
The Motor Racing Network presents...
All right, man, be ready here.
NASCAR Live, race day.
Ready, bring it.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com.
It's a night where points and playoff implications are put aside, and the best of the NASCAR Cup Series only intention is claiming $1 million payday. Hello and welcome to NASCAR All-Star Sunday. Motor Racing Network is live and on the air from Wilkes County, North Carolina. Tonight, the historic North Wilkesboro Speedway is the venue for the 40th renewal of the NASCAR All-Star Race. Mike Bagley here with the entire MRN crew, ready for a night full of intrigue, unknowns, and excitement. First, it'll be the 100-lap open, then the 200-lap All-Star Race. Jeff Striegel and Alex Hayden join us now from the tower. Gentlemen, as we get set to go for tonight's festivities, there's just something special about an All-Star Sunday night like we have in front of us tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure. And good afternoon to you, Mike Bagley. Yes, absolutely. It is All-Star Weekend. It is special. This racetrack is special. Just to get into the event is special. Let's start there. Winners from 23 and 24, that's 2023 and 2024, former All-Star winners that are full-time at the Cup Series level, former NASCAR Cup Series champions who are full-time, but there are other ways. That makes up 17 drivers, Alex, but there is still three open spots.
There is, and 20 drivers ready to go in what is known as the Open, and they have the opportunity to be All-Stars in the NASCAR Cup Series, but you got to do one of three things. You have to win this Open, you have to finish second in this Open, both will transfer to the All-Star race. If you can't accomplish that, you better be popular with the race fans, because the fan vote will guarantee another driver into the All-Star race. That will be the third way to do it. 20 drivers, three spots left, and this is going to be fun.
And it's going to be on a short track that has been resurfaced since we were here 1 year ago.
It will be. This has been a very racy track from the 50-minute practice session that we had here on Friday compared to what we saw in yesterday and today in the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series Wright Brand 250. We saw two and three wide racing the entire time, so these NASCAR Cup Series drivers getting ready to go here in the Open have plenty of racing lines to choose from.
All right, real quickly, let's talk about the tires and the options that these teams will have here tonight.
They will have the prime tire, which is known as the harder rubber compound, if you will, and then the option tire, which is the softer one. The softer tire will get you better lap times. As a matter of fact, about a half a second a lap faster than everybody else who is not on the option tire, but you got to factor in, if it's a longer green flag run, over time, things will even out.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with Geico, we hired a scary movie victim.
Oh no, a tree fell on my car, and there's only one thing to do. Trip over my own feet and pull myself across the lawn while yelling help at a barely audible volume.
Sorry to interrupt, but you filed a claim with Geico, so you've got a designated claims team to help you.
This Geico sounds suspiciously reassuring. Are you sure I don't end up getting surprised with an unexpected twist?
Just that your Geico team will always be there to keep you updated.
No!
What is it?
Oh, nothing. I just didn't see that coming.
Geico, great service without all the drama.
On Thursdays, NASCAR Live goes wide open with some of the biggest names in the sport.
The goal is the same, so the mindset's the same, right? The goal is to win the championship.
And some familiar voices that you might not have heard from in a while.
You know, I thought about going to one of these teams because I'd really like to win the 500.
I never planned any of this to start with, right from the very beginning.
No matter what driver or what era is your favorite, NASCAR Live Wide Open has every corner of the fan base covered. Subscribe now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We'll take you to the grid in just a moment and hear from some of the open drivers when we come back. From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. Tractor Central's Model Year 2023 Green Tag Closeout offers big savings on new John Deere riding lawn tractors and zero-turn mowers. While supplies last, you'll save $300 on remaining X300 series lawn tractors, $500 to $700 on garden tractors, up to $1,000 on John Deere zero-turn mowers. Get started today at TractorCentral.com. Offer ends June 3rd, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
On a sun-drenched Sunday afternoon in the foothills of North Carolina, the All-Star Open drivers have begun to congregate by their race cars. So let's get you to the grid right now and start listening to what these drivers have to say as trying to race their way into the All-Star race. We start with a driver that'll go from the outside of the front row. That's Alex Bowman. He's with our own Steve Post of Halstead, Pennsylvania.
Yes, indeed, and it is the bright purple, pink, and colorful Ally colors on the Chevy Camaro down here. Alex, you and I were just chatting down here, and in your tenure with Hendrick Motorsports, you've always been in the All-Star race. You've won the Open a few times, and you've qualified for the race. What's this like, first and foremost, just the dynamic of trying to race your way in?
Yeah, for sure. Not the situation we want to be in, but really cool to be here at North Wilkesboro. Obviously, I was on the couch last year for this event, so cool to be here and see kind of the atmosphere and, you know, the history of our sport here. So I wish we had a better Ally Camaro than we did on Friday. We were not very good. We were super tight. And, you know, we can't really change a whole lot. So hopefully the things that we did change are the right direction. But, yeah, we're going to fight hard for it and hopefully be able to make it happen. We'll wait and see.
Beyond the tight condition of your race car, which you guys will work on, what did you see with the racetrack? What did you see with the alternative tires? Just maybe even big picture from the sport. How did things go with that overall?
Honestly, I mean, better than I ever could have predicted. You know, we're at a repave that you would think the groove would stay narrow, and the groove got super wide right away in practice, which is awesome to see. And the tires did exactly what everybody wanted them to. Like, the red tire is significantly faster, but it falls off significantly more and does all the right things. So that's really cool to see. One, a repave. Like, we've always struggled with repaves, and this repave is awesome. And two, you know, Goodyear kind of nailed it. So we'll wait and see how the race goes. But it is, it's been really cool to see the success of the weekend so far.
Well, success for the weekend overall, and Alex Bowman is hoping for more success. A top two finish will lock him in to tonight's All-Star race. He starts in the second spot.
All right, Posty, that's row one. We're going to take you all the way back to row number eight, and a driver that is a four-time All-Star, but he's going to have some work to do if he's going to make a fifth appearance in tonight's All-Star event. We're talking about Austin Dillon. He is standing in line alongside our Chris Wilner from Carmel, Indiana.
That's right, Jeff. He finished 17th in this race last year, but unfortunately going to have to come through the open. Austin Dillon in qualifying on Friday, I believe it was Friday, that you had a good enough lap to secure pole, and then unfortunately Mother Nature rained on your parade, starting 15th now. First of all, how do you put that behind you? Because even RC's like, you should be starting on the pole here tonight.
Well, you just got to go to work, and you know, our Cenex tool, Chevy's pretty fast, obviously, to be able to put a lap like that together. No one knows what to expect. It's the first time that we've had sun on this new pavement, so we'll see how slick it is and probably moving around quick, just trying to make our way forward.
It's 100 laps. How much did you learn Friday in practice about this race car in terms of getting your way up through the field? We saw in the truck race earlier today you could pass, so can you do that with the Chevrolet today?
Yeah, hopefully enough that we really put a lot of adjustments in the car and made some big swings and didn't get really tight to anybody in traffic, so I'm worried about that a little bit. So we'll see how it does this first 50 laps, I guess.
All right, that's Austin Dillon again, going to come from 15th. He's got the Senex colors, black, blue, and orange on his RCR Chevrolet.
We did not finish qualifying the open cars due to rain that came in, so they have to start them by current driver points. And that means Bubba Wallace will start in position number 4. Let's put the spotlight on him right now, and this driver's spotlight is presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Steve Post.
Bubba Wallace down here getting all the pictures made, and they're having a good time down here. It is an all-star kind of day, and Bubba Wallace, one of our all-star open drivers. Bubba, you start in position number 4. How good is your race car after that practice on Friday?
Or after the flooding we had here. I feel like our all-true Toyota Camry is really good. Was happy with it on the reds. Struggled a little bit, but it sounds like the whole field did with the yellows being loose entries. So made some adjustments according to that. But we just got to settle in here. Obviously, 100 laps. You want to be either first or second, and I feel like our car is definitely good enough to win. We just have to be there at the end to do that.
What did you learn about the alternative tire? Just kind of describe to our listener what you've learned about that red letter tire.
Yeah, just a lot of grip. You know, I think myself and the 14 were the first two guys on reds right as practice started, and it was like carving your way through the field. It was crazy. But then you definitely felt the fall off after about 15, 20 laps, so it's all about managing. As freshly paved as this place is, it still has a little bit of fall off. So it's fun, though. We're having fun. They did a good job with the racetrack. The tires will make it interesting for strategy. So we'll see what happens.
Wish you well.
Thank you.
There we go. That's Bubba Wallace. Starts in the 4th spot here today. We'll see how he fares here on this brand-new surface here at North Wilkesboro.
Yeah, we absolutely will. We'll have more from North Wilkesboro coming up.
Hey, I hear you think podcasts are all about true crime, huh? Well, wise guy, the iHeartRadio app's got all kinds of podcasts. We got stuff you should know and stuff they don't want you to know. We got Bobby Bones, Big Boy, and Lou Later. We got SpongeBob Binge Pants and Exotic Erotic Storytime. We got Doughboys, Two Dudes in a Kitchen, Green Eggs and Dan. Hey, we got ElfQuest. We got podcasts for everything on the iHeartRadio app for free. If you don't download that, well, that's not just a true crime, my friend. That's criminal.
NASCAR Street Race Weekend, presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, is coming back to Chicago. A 4th of July weekend festival with the Black Keys and the Chainsmokers on Saturday and Lauren Elena and Keith Urban on Sunday. Plus, NASCAR's brightest stars lighting up the streets.
NASCAR is racing in the streets of Chicago.
The Chicago Street Race Weekend, July 6th and 7th. For tickets and experiences, visit NASCARChicago.com.
20 drivers getting ready to go for the Open from North Wilkesboro Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like announced on the air? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to us at wrdn1430@gmail.com.
From Wilkes County, North Carolina, this is NASCAR Live Race Day.
Well, if you want to be an all-star, you either have to race your way in through the open or be voted in based on a fan vote. One of the drivers that would like to just simply race his way in starts 16th. His name is Justin Haley.
That's right, and he's from Winnemac, Indiana. So, Justin, coming from 16th. It's another open appearance. I believe your career best in this race is third. So what's it going to take coming from the back here today? You guys are on quite a momentum here as of late.
Yeah, you know, we've been bringing really fast for performance Rickway Racing cars. You just have to keep going. Thought qualifying was going to be a little better. We were second there until the rain came. So starting a little further back than we had hoped. But means we have a lot of speed in our car, so we'll just have to see how the day goes.
How much do you learn in the first 50 laps, and then what is the aggression like when we get past that halfway break?
I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of aggression here. Not much to lose, so yeah, it's going to be hammered down from the start.
I was told to ask, how's the fan vote going?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. No one knows. I don't know. If you don't win it, do they tell you you're like last or 10th or 12th? Or
I don't know. We'll figure it out, but it's what is it, Hail Yes?
Yeah, I for sure have a top 20, for sure. There's only 20 of us, so got that going for me.
All right, we'll see what happens at the end of the night. That's Justin Haley coming off from 16th here today. First top 10 for Rick Ware Racing last week at Darlington.
Rolling from the number one starting spot by virtue of qualifying being rained out and starting by driver points is going to be young Ty Gibbs. He's got the best seat in the house when the green flag flies. Best seat to talk to him is Steve Post.
Yes, indeed. Ty down here, Monster Energy colors on the Toyota Camry SXE. So, Ty, first off, you had quite the adventure. Those not following along with MRN went out on a wet racetrack. That was no fun. You talked to us, or we talked to some of you guys and said you wanted this to be canceled so you could be on the pole position. Well, here you are to get everyone up to speed with it is. So how good is your race car, and what's your thoughts as you get ready to lead us to green here today?
Yeah, I feel like we're pretty good. I feel like we've got a great Monster Energy Toyota Camry. So we'll see if we can make it into the A main here and transfer from the B and go race for $1 million. But I feel like we're pretty good, and I feel like my crew is going to do a really good job today. So we'll have a great pit stall, and we'll go after it.
What do you think we're going to see as far as this racetrack, as far as width goes and what you might have? You're hoping to be in front of it all, but what do you expect we see here?
I don't really know, to be honest with you. I hopefully expect for me to go win this thing and get into the main show and then not have to torque around in the rest of it. But I feel pretty good. I think the track's widened out a good bit, as we saw in the truck race. So I'm excited to see how we can go do.
There we go. I love it. He's not worried about what it's going to be wide because he's going to lead every lap of it. That's what he thinks he's going to do. That's Ty Gibbs. He will lead us to green here this afternoon.
Ryan Preece is going to start in position number 12. He finished fourth in the Open 1 year ago. Chris Wilner, as you know, that would not be good enough here tonight.
No, it wasn't good enough tonight, or will be good enough tonight. But, Ryan, you're starting 12th, and what did you learn on Friday? Because this race car looked really fast. I know it was a little bit of wet after all the storms we had yesterday, but can you take this thing to the front and lock in the top two spot?
Yeah, I wish we could have kept qualifying because that would have made it a lot easier. But certainly we made some good adjustments, and I feel good. We're at a short track. This is modifieds mainly country, and certainly ready to go. So starting 12, starting deep, but I think with a little bit of strategy and moving forward, we can put this number 41 Ford Dark Horse up front.
Your modified routes, saving tires, saving runs, does that kind of give you an edge?
We are not saving tires today. We are going to burn them down. So certainly I feel good about where we're at right now with some of the adjustments we did, and let her rip.
All right, let her rip is the message from Ryan Preece. He rolls off 12th down to Steve Post.
Noah Gregson starts in the fifth spot. So, Noah, just as you're ready to go, climb aboard this Ford Mustang Dark Horse. What's your thoughts getting ready to go here to see if you can lock into the top two?
Yeah, definitely exciting with both the hard tire and the soft tire. There's a lot of great fans, and I hope we can put a good show for them in this race. It's definitely a fun weekend overall. Our overstock Mustang was decent. We worked really hard on it yesterday and today, just trying to see what we can do to be better. Starting fifth today, we're going to try and go to the front and get up in that top two. All the fan support has been awesome. Appreciate all the votes for the fan vote, trying to make our way in. But we want to race our way in. If not, every vote's greatly appreciated.
There we go. Noah Gregson campaigning. He's going to campaign for 100 laps on the racetrack and campaigning for the fan vote as well. He starts in position number 5.
You certainly want to be popular with the fans to win the fan vote, but he would much rather have a fast race car and race his way into the All-Star race.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in 4 tires, Sunoco Racing.
racing fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Here's the starting lineup for the NASCAR All-Star Open, brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Brakes, headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Row 10.
Timmy Hill, Port Tobacco, Maryland.
Zane Smith, Huntington Beach, California.
Row 9.
Kaz Grala, Boston, Massachusetts.
Harrison Burton, Huntersville, North Carolina.
Row 8.
Justin Haley, Winnemac, Indiana.
Austin Dillon, Welcome, North Carolina.
Row 7.
Daniel Hemrick, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Corey LaJoy, Kannapolis, North Carolina.
Row 6.
Ryan Preece, Berlin, Connecticut.
Eric Jones, Byron, Michigan.
And now, the top 10 starters. Starting 10th.
Carson Hocevar, Portage, Michigan.
Starting 9th.
John Hunter Nemechek, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Starting 8th.
Todd Gilliland, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Starting 7th.
Josh Berry, Hendersonville, Tennessee.
Starting 6th.
Austin Cindric, Mooresville, North Carolina.
Starting 5th.
Noah Gregson, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Starting 4th.
Bubba Wallace, Concord, North Carolina.
Starting 3rd.
Chase Briscoe, Mitchell, Indiana.
Starting 2nd.
Alex Bowman, Tucson, Arizona.
And starting on the pole,
Ty Gibbs, Washington, D.C.
That's the starting lineup for the NASCAR All-Star Open.
Back here at North Wilkesboro Speedway, NASCAR Hall of Famer Rusty Wallace joining us here in the broadcast booth with us again. Rusty, this racetrack has so much history behind it. You've had so much success here. What's the key to getting around this track?
Oh, it's always about handling. It's about just having a lot of grip and really keep from spinning the tires up off the corners. This car's got a lot of power, and I mean, turn two was one of my favorite in the past, and also turn four. You come off that turn four, you go flying down that hill. That's right. This racetrack goes uphill and downhill. It's a real unique place. But I love this racetrack, and since I drove it, it's been repaved. It's got beautiful pavement out there right now. And all the drivers I've heard from talking about the track said it's got a lot of grip, and they enjoy running on it right now.
1989 All-Star winner Rusty Wallace driving a Pontiac on that particular day. Alex Hayden, let's talk briefly about the tires because they will come into play here. We call them a primary tire And we have an option tire.
Yeah, we do. The primary tire is the harder tire, if you will. It is built to last over a longer green flag run. The option tire, or the softer rubber compound tire, is built for maximum grip and maximum speed in short burst runs of about 10 to 20 laps.
20 drivers, 20 race teams getting ready to go. $1 million on the line coming up later on tonight. Let's take you trackside right now for pre-race ceremonies.
Render a hand salute as Burlington's Fire Department Honor Guard presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from Motor Racing Outreach, Chaplain Nick Terry.
Let's pray together. God, what a great blessing it is for us to be here together at North Wilkesboro Speedway tonight. God, I thank you for all the hard work that's made this possible. God, I thank you for the men and women who have provided and sacrificed for our freedom so that we can be here. God, we thank you for the sunshine. And Lord, before we race, we ask your blessing on this event, for you to be with us. And I pray for each one of these drivers and ask your blessing of protection and safety upon them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Here to perform America the Beautiful, please welcome Miss North Carolina, Taylor Lloyd. Taylor Lloyd and her performance of America the Beautiful.
There we go. Pre-race ceremonies wrapping up. The NASCAR All-Star Open is next.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a Shakespearean actor.
Oh, woe is me. Wherefore art thy claims help when I hadst a fender bender?
Pardon the interruption, but when you file a claim with GEICO, your claims team will be in touch right away.
But willest they forget about me later when thou needest updates?
No. They'll always be there to, helpeth you out.
Well, I suppose that I should bemoan something else, like my lactose intolerance. Why'st must Derry disagree with me so savagely?
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready? Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
The All-Star Open coming up here. 100 laps will be the distance. All laps will count. If we should have to go to overtime in the Open, there will be only one single attempt at overtime. Outside of that, the other rule that's going to come into play, there will be a caution at halfway around lap number 50, and the teams will have to make a mandatory four-tire stop. That's all it says rulebook-wise, Jeff. They can put on the prime tire, they can put on the option tire, but they can also come to pit lane any other time if they want to.
So we'll see how that plays out as we get ready to take you under the green flag here in just a moment. 20 drivers getting ready to go here. 16 drivers getting ready to go. Why only 16 and not the 17th? Well, the 17th driver is Kyle Larson, and right now he is at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
And he is part of the Fast Six that are trying to run for pole position for the 108th running of the Indianapolis 500. He has been bumped to the number two spot by Alexander Rossi, so Kyle Larson will not be on the pole for the Indy 500. That is, well, it's great news for the IndyCar side of things that he's going to be guaranteed at least in the top six starters. It's really good news for everybody here at North Wilkesboro Speedway because he won't have to stay and do media obligations for winning the pole for the 500 in Indianapolis. They can hustle on logistically. They've got a helicopter in the infield of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They'll fly that to the Indianapolis International Airport, which is about 10 miles southwest of the track. Hop on the plane, fly. There's a landing strip about, what, Rusty, 4 miles, 5 miles from North Wilkesboro Speedway.
Yeah, the North Wilkesboro Airport. He'll land right there. They get another helicopter and bring the helicopter right behind turn 3 and 4, then hustle him into the inside and get in the car then.
All right, so what are we going to see here in the Open? We'll keep you up to date on Kyle Larson as information becomes available. We are watching what's going on there. We're watching what's going on here. The first order of business, take your car, Rusty Wallace, and figure out how to finish in the top two. How are you going to do that? This is a 100-lap short track sprint race.
And this is all about the money. No points. You're okay to get aggressive. They're going to get real aggressive out there, and that's what you got to do to win this race because you only get two people out of this race plus a fan vote. That's about it. You got to drive hard. What I'm thinking about, guys, when are they going to put those soft tires on? That's going to be the key.
That's a great element that we have with this. So congratulations to Goodyear and NASCAR putting this together with the Goodyear tires. It is a fantastic element, Jeff. The strategy that the crew chiefs have the opportunity to employ here, you just don't know. You don't know if there's going to be a caution flag late in the race. So do you gamble and put them on at halfway at lap 50 to hope it goes green? Do you not? There's a lot of pins and needles for crew chiefs.
They're a half a second quicker, the option tire over the primary tire. If you have the option tire on and everybody else has got the primary tire on, you are just flat driving by them. But you're going to wear them out. You got to make sure you take care of your equipment here tonight.
You absolutely do. There's no clouds. We're ready to go racing. So let's go trackside to get the engines fired at North Wilkesboro.
Here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome the chair and CEO of Window World, Tammy Whitworth.
Drivers, start your engines.
It is NASCAR weekend here at North Wilkesboro Speedway on a beautiful Sunday night. 20 engines come to life coming up. It'll be the Open, and it'll be next right here on the Motor Racing Network.
Menards is the Midwest's ultimate home improvement store. Family owned since 1958, Menards is the one-stop shop where you always save big money. Get the best selection when you shop online at Menards.com. From hand tools and power tools to automotive products, shop lights, and fashion lighting, we carry everything for all your home improvement needs. Turn those dreams into reality and visit Menards.com or your local Menards store today to complete your project.
Save big money at Menards.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fanrewards.
24 hours ago, there were 3 feet of standing water down in turn number one. We were all but flooded out of here. Today, though, 75 degrees out the window. Blue sky, sunshine, perfect night to go racing. We'll do that when we come back from North Wilkesboro Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a preferred customer of the Hometown Guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
20 cars, 100 laps. Two will advance through finishing first and second. A fan vote. Three drivers will advance to the All-Star Race. And those 20 drivers right now exiting pit road and coming out on a 0.625-mile racetrack that was resurfaced since we were here 1 year ago. What are the teams looking at? What are the drivers got to do to win? Why don't we take a swing around the racetrack right now and bring in one more voice ready to call the action for you tonight. There'll be plenty of it. Just outside of turn number four from Barrie, Vermont, it is Dave Moody.
Thank you, Jeff Striegel. Good evening once again, everybody, as the jet blowers make one final pass around the outside of turn number four. Let's start by telling you what we do know, and there's not a lot of that. 13 degrees of banking in the corners here at North Wilkesboro Speedway. The straightaway is just a little more than a football field long. This is a short track in every definition of the word.
From there on, we don't know a heck of a lot. We saw the Craftsman trucks this afternoon, and by the time their race was 40 laps old, or the resumption was 40 laps old, they were racing from the inside wall all the way to the outside safer barrier. We expect that that may happen again tonight, but we don't know anything for sure. How long will the tires last? We've got an idea, but we don't know for sure. How much faster will they prove to be over the long haul? Well, we've got an idea, but we don't know for sure. Uncertainty is usually an unpleasant thing. A lot of people in the garage area today are pretty excited about what we don't know here tonight at Wilkesboro.
Uncertainty for us tonight is going to be fun because it puts these teams and drivers in a different scenario where they don't know what's going on. Now, let's find out some inside information on the Open, starting on the pit lane with Steve Post.
Yes, indeed. And one of the big stories this weekend was the water here, and particularly the water in turn number one. The pit crew, the garage area that had the most water in it was the Stuart Haas Racing Camp, right down here in the quarter of turn one, and they had cars that were right up to the floorboards flooded out. I talked to Joe Custer, and he said there was about a quarter inch of water in the Chase Briscoe and the Noah Gregson car, but they feel like they had everything else buttoned out. It was quite the scene because the Open teams went home yesterday, and Hendrick Motorsports dispatched a crew to help seal up the Stuart Haas Racing cars. They feel good about the race cars, all part of this weekend that we'll talk about for a long time, and now those Stuart Haas cars want to race their way in to the All-Star race here tonight. To the other end of the speedway, Chris Wilner.
Well, another driver wants to race his way in is Eric Jones, and it has been a big couple of weeks for that driver out of the Legacy Motor Club stable. Of course, coming back from injury at Darlington last week, and then announcing with his wife Holly they're expecting their first child coming up in November. But this weekend experience may pay off for Eric Jones. He's done it all in the All-Star race, qualifying in on points paying win. He's qualified in by transferring in through the Open, even winning the fan vote in 2022. He told me just before the race they feel like they had one of the better cars on the line. Long run, it's going to depend on what tire strategy they decide. And, of course, with crew chief Dave Ellens, that may be a late gamble when we get to that halfway break. So strategy still undecided, but Eric Jones feeling confident that he could race his way from 11th.
And there is your broadcast team, Steve Post, Chris Wilner. They're on pit road. Dave Moody ready to rock and roll just outside of turn number four. My name is Jeff Strigel. Alongside is Alex Hayden and the 1989 All-Star winner. He happens to be a member of the NASCAR Hall of Fame, Rusty Wallace. We're going to get the indication, one to go, next time by. How about this crowd? How about this facility? All-Star weekend here at North Wilkesboro.
You know, we did it for the first time here at North Wilkesboro last year, and it was a raving success. Question was going to be, what would it be like in year number two? I would say exactly the same. Even though we've had our weather challenges this weekend, the fans are here, they're excited, they're ready to go. Rusty, we're ready to go and find out who the last three All-Stars are going to be.
Oh, I think everybody's jacked up right now. They're all loving the race on this brand new repaved racetrack. That's one thing I'm going to be paying attention to, guys, how much grip the track's got. If you remember last year, Kyle Larson won the big race. He was really driving the car super straight off of turn four because the track was so wore out. Might not have to use that style of driving tonight because we got such a great surface here to run on.
We don't know who the fan vote will be, and we're not going to focus on it. Time to race your way into the All-Star. 20 drivers ready to go, and now for the start from Goldsboro, North Carolina. Here's the Motor Racing Network's Alex Hayden.
Off turn number four, green flag goes in the air. 100 laps of short track racing is underway. It's Ty Gibbs and Alex Bowman.
By a half a car length, it's Gibbs in the outside lane. He will pull away at the exit of two. He's got the lead. The battle now for second. Here comes Bubba Wallace, rim-riding the outside. He'll move around Bowman to take the two spot.
Boy, three wide just outside of the top five. They stay that way off of turn number four. Advantage goes to Noah Gregson. Further up, though, side by side for third.
Third spot under contest down the back straightaway. To the inside is Alex Bowman. To the outside is Chase Briscoe. You can add Austin Cindric to the mix. He'll go to the inside.
Well, we've completed two laps, and we can tell you right off the bat that these drivers are indeed getting after it. They're being very aggressive. A lot of paint being swapped already as they exit turn two.
Chase Briscoe goes a little wide in turns one and two. That'll force him to give up, at least for the moment, the number four spot to Austin Cindric.
Right now it's Ty Gibbs, then it's Bubba Wallace, then it's Alex Bowman. Now they go single file, Austin Cindric and Chase Briscoe. Further back, Carson Hocevar side by side with with Todd Gilliland.
He jumps to the inside of Gilliland midway between one and two. He will power underneath him down the back straightaway, move him up to the number seven position.
Well, I tell you, talking about getting roughed up, Eric Jones back in the 12th position, boy. A lap before this, come off that corner sideways, got in the side of another car, got loose getting into turn one. He does it again, all the way up into the third lane. Eric Jones in that 43 car, guys, real good short track racer, but he is struggling right now.
He is. The handling of that car, not quite where he wants it, going downhill into turn number one. Here's a good battle for the number three spot off turn two.
Yeah, the other side of the coin, not struggling right now, is Austin Sims. He's got the bottom of the racetrack, the short way around for the moment. Topside is Alex Bowman trying to keep pace. He won't get it done. Cindric goes to third.
Chase Briscoe looking on there. We're watching a battle further back, Alex Hayden, between Austin Dillon and Justin Haley.
They have been wailing on each other the last couple of laps. Right now, Dillon's going to be able to squeeze by and get past the Justin Haley car. Justin told us in the pre-race, and we were talking with the drivers here on NASCAR Live Race Day, you got to be aggressive. You got to go after it, and he wasn't lying.
Carson Hocevar being aggressive to the inside on Noah Gregson.
He is on the move here in the early going. Carson Hocevar running that low line, able to diamond the corner and come off on the bottom of the racetrack. Side by side now with Noah Gregson.
Well, right now these cars appear to have a lot of grip on them, a lot of speed getting into turn one, off of turn two. I'm real impressed with what I'm seeing. But, guys, one thing I'm noticing on these short tracks, they generally run right on the bottom of the track. They're actually entering turn one in the middle of the track and choosing a complete different line. I got to believe it's because the new pavement.
Yeah, you're right about that. When we ran the NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, we got 81 laps in yesterday before the rains came and delayed it till today, ran the rest of it earlier today. Corey Heim won, incidentally, but they had two and easily three different lines to choose from, especially in turns one and two. As that race went on earlier today, Jeff, turns three and four became the same way, so there is plenty of racing room.
And we are seeing it on display right now, just watching Carson Hocevar and Noah Gregson. Carson running the inside lane, Noah running right with him on the outside lane, although the advantage this time by goes to Carson Hocevar. We're early in this one, 11 down. Remember, we run 100 laps in this event. It's Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman, and Chase Briscoe. That's your top five.
This NASCAR season, Toyota Racing isn't looking for just anyone to join the team. No, we're looking for bankers, the ones who are open on Sundays.
So if you live for the gravity-defying 31-degree banks like this one on Turn 4 at Daytona,
then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, Inc.
This is Steve Post. If you love sprint cars, you'll love Wing Nation. All the latest sprint car news and interviews from the stars of sprint car racing from around the country. Join Ashley Strumming, Aaron Everham, and me every Tuesday on Motor Racing Networks and Wing Nation's Facebook pages. We go live with the weekend's winners and newsmakers from around the country. You can also find the podcast of all past shows on YouTube or subscribe to the podcast on any of your favorite podcast providers. Wing Nation, all sprint cars, all the time.
No change in the top five. It is Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman, and Chase Briscoe. Ty Gibbs, in fact, the only thing that's changed, the size advantage of the lead, first over second. Ty right now is strong, that is for sure. From North Wilkesboro Speedway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
I'm Steve Letarte. Each week, join Todd Gordon and myself for NASCAR Inside the Race, presented by Consumer Cellular. We'll look at all the key moments that propel a team to victory,
including a breakdown on exactly how the race was won. Plus, we'll dive into the data and go in depth on penalties, race strategy, point standings, and rule changes.
And we have all kinds of fun tools to show off, like ghost cars, telestration, and line graphs to provide all the minute details. Catch NASCAR Inside the Race each Tuesday on NASCAR's YouTube channel.
We're at the start-finish line.
William Byron on pole position. Green flag is out and we're racing.
We're in the turn.
Here to the inside comes Kyle Larson. He and Hamlin bump.
We're on
Pit Road.
Four tires, Sonoma Racing Field. The race out from Pit Road is Denny Hamlin. Eric Jones goes on second.
We are live from the track. The Motor Racing Network, your home for NASCAR racing. Don't miss a lap, pit stop, or side-by-side race for the win. Listen to all the play-by-play action on your local radio station at MRN or NASCAR.com.
Ty Gibbs is ripping this place down and driving away from the other 19 competitors. Gibbs over Bubba Wallace. Bubba over Austin Cindric. That's the top three. Quick update from Indy, because Kyle Larson trying to qualify on the pole for the Indianapolis 500 and race later on tonight for $1 million.
He will not win the pole for the 500. Scott McLaughlin from Team Penske wins the pole for the 108th Indianapolis 500 with Will Power second, Joseph Newgarden third, Alexander Rossi fourth. Kyle Larson will start the 500 fifth. Santino Ferrucci for A.J. Foyt will start in the sixth spot, which means Kyle Larson is making his way, and our engineer Steve Fridley is tracking the aviation part of this journey today, and his helicopter has already departed the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It's just now landing at the Indianapolis International Airport. He'll board the jet, which has the engines fired up, and begin his travels down here to North Wilkesboro.
24 laps complete. Next time by, 76 remain. Remember that we will get a caution flag at lap number 50. Here's how they're running at the moment. Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman, and Chase Briscoe. That's your top five. Carson Hocevar is sixth. Noah Gregson, seventh. John Hunter Nemechek is eighth. Ninth to Josh Berry, and tenth to Todd Gilliland.
Running 11th is Austin Dillon. 12th is Ryan Preece. 13th is Corey LaJoie. 14th is Justin Haley. 15th, Eric Jones. 16th, Kaz Gralla. 17th is Zane Smith. 18th is Harrison Burton. 19th, Daniel Hemric. Multiple laps down is Timmy Hill. He made an unscheduled pit stop. They raised the hood on that entry. He has since rejoined the race.
Dave Moody out in turn number four. What have we been missing here over the last lap or two or three?
Well, some very aggressive racing back in the pack, Jeff. Corey LaJoie had a pretty spirited run with Austin Dillon. They swapped a little body panels before Dillon was able to make the pass and get away. Just a lap or two earlier, Josh Berry ran John Hunter Nemechek all the way to the grandstands in turn two.
It's part of it. It's fun. I like it, Rusty Wallace, when there are no points on the line and the only thing that matters is being first or second.
There is no doubt about that. The thing I'm lacking so much, guys, is the pace they're all running. These cars are hardly falling off on speed much at all. In fact, Ty Gibbs, he is just setting sail out there, but he's really not pulling away from the number 23 car of Bubba Wallace. I'm watching the lap times right now, and the top 10 runners are almost identical laps.
And they're going up in speed. We saw that yesterday in practice, that it was about 15, then 20 laps into a run, and these primary tires actually got quicker. Last lap, 121.5 for race leader Ty Gibbs, who right now is showing the way over Bubba Wallace on lap number 30.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO, great service without all the drama.
NASCAR fans, thinking about heading to the track? The official NASCAR Trax app is the ultimate resource for planning and attending your next event. Discover tickets, event schedules, maps, and facility information to make your experience memorable. Get notified of the latest happenings right on your mobile device.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
New for 2024 is scanner access right from your phone.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen to driver and team communications while at select NASCAR Trax. Download NASCAR Trax today on the Apple App Store or Google Play.
What a half a straightaway length advantage for Ty Gibbs over Bubba Wallace. He is that good. That equates to about a 2-second advantage. As we work lap number 35 next time by, when we come back, we'll take you downstairs and hear what the postman and Chris Wilner are hearing on the radio. We'll do that when we come back from North Wilkesboro Speedway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
38 down. It's Gibbs, Wallace, Cindric, Bowman, Briscoe. That top five has not changed. Steve Post, we're getting closer to lap number 50. I'm guessing there's a number of drivers that would like to get onto pit road soon.
Yes, indeed, they are. Just monitoring some of those teams. Alex Bowman just talked about his car is very tight, and that's honestly what they dealt with all along during that practice session. So they are certainly ready to come down pit road. The only one that really hasn't commented much, well, the first two have been rather quiet down here with Bubba Wallace, pretty good with his race car, and Ty Gibbs, I'd say, is pretty comfortable with his race car as well.
As they continue to race under the green flag, closing in on lap 50 in nine more laps when we expect the competition caution. Chris Wilner, what kinds of things are you hearing on the radio?
Yeah, similar to what Steve reported in terms of tight race cars, but for Josh Berry, this is exactly falling in their wheelhouse. They were the fastest on the prime tire over the long run on Friday during practice, and right now he's starting to mow down the field following his teammate Noah Gregson in that eighth position. And again, they were really confident in this race car. They wanted it to go a full 50 laps. Run. The question is, what tire do they choose when we get to the break? But right now, things looking good for Josh Berry, the Euro Open winner from last year.
I'll tell you, something looking good for another driver is Carson Hocevar in that number 77 car. I really like the way his line looks. He's getting that car into turn one, kind of high up on the racetrack. He diamonds across the center, shoots down. This last time by, he stayed a little bit lower, but he's been right up against that wall, getting a lot of momentum off the corner. And I'll tell you, that car's looking really sweet out there, guys.
It is indeed.
Let's go for a ride with Carson Hocevar as he comes across the line. He is running in position number six, and he's doing that right behind Chase Briscoe.
The handling has definitely changed on that machine. It's gotten a little bit loose, at least to the naked eye. And in response to that, as Rusty said, he's completely changed his line and is managing to maintain his pace.
He is, and that's something that's going to come into play here in the second half of the race. They know that we're going to have a caution flag here in a matter of about five laps or so. So just stay on the lead lap in this opening 50. Make your decision on which tire to put on from Goodyear on the pit stop. Again, it's a mandatory four-tire change for every car in the race coming up once we hit the caution flag.
Well, I think if I'm a driver right now, Rusty Wallace, I just don't think, based on this first 50-lap run, you would have any other choice than to go to the option tire, the softer tire, the quicker tire. Agree or disagree?
Oh, I totally agree with you. They got to do something, those guys that are not up there racing with Gibbs. They got to put some soft tires on and go for it. Steve, you got more on this?
Yeah, absolutely. We had this conversation with Chad Knaus. He's going to be the Grand Marshal here tonight, and he speculated that the guys at the front might stick with the tried and true tires, the prime tire, but if you're in the back, you're going to go with the option tires. So stay tuned. We'll see how this all plays out.
But the way this opening 50 laps has played out, they have beaten and banged on one another quite a bit. But they did that on a green flag 50-lap run as we're getting ready to come to lap number 50 and expect to see the caution flag. So as clean as this one was, maybe that next 50-lap run is going to be clean as well. I would rather be on the prime tire that's going to last longer.
point, counterpoint. Do you go with the prime tire? Do you go with the option tire caution flag at the start-finish line as expected? Lap 50, Ty Gibbs, Bubba Wallace, Austin Cindric, Alex Bowman, Chase Briscoe, top five right now. Let's pause. 10 seconds for station identification on the Motor Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
50 laps are now complete. 50 laps remain. We've got pit stops coming up. Welcome to All-Star Weekend, All-Star Sunday Night. The Open is running. Two drivers can transfer through this. We're under caution, and we'll have pit stops coming up shortly.
Napa! Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide. Napa!
Hey, this is Mike Bagley. Join me along with the cast and crew of the Motor Racing Network every Tuesday night for NASCAR Live. Here, exclusive interviews.
Waking up, coming back to Victory Lane, doing media spot. That's kind of when it really sunk in that, hey, we accomplished something great.
The best moments from each of NASCAR's premier series.
Chastain